Groove.com. It's better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment. And that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it.
All right, that's
Hello,
the way I like
everybody.
It.
Everybody, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
I'm still a little excited because Faith gave me a big old compliment last show. Told me I could fix anything.
You can.
I just made me feel all special inside.
Uh-huh. You do. You can fix
Hold
anything.
Hold on. I can't go on with the show until I pull myself down a little bit.
Okay.
Brad McFadden.
Ugh. There we go. That's a little better. Wait, what?
Brad McFadden?
Brad McFadden.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's better. They gotta have that one.
Brad McFadden. Ugh.
Yeah.
That helps.
Right there. Did you know that it's catching on? Because the Redshift podcast did it to me, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have a gift.
Yeah. I don't remember if it was Kidge or Swifty, but one of them did it. They did it. They did the Brad McFadden. Ugh. I'll have to clip it out.
Yeah, you can use both. Of
have
them.
It in my reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody else would like to make a Brad McFadden, please do that and just send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not
call,
on the phone.
Just call in.
I'm like, no, I don't want to call in.
Oh, okay. You can save call-ins.
They're not as good quality.
Oh, okay. Where's John Ben, by the way? Where's the Mermont? We haven't had a call in from the Mermont, and I'm kind of having withdrawals.
Well, we've got lots of calls here. Maybe he called in.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Ken from Honolulu gave you some songs for your playlist.
He did.
He did.
Awesome.
AC/DC.
Uh-huh. Back in Black.
I guess. He said any song by AC/DC.
Basically, yeah.
Aerosmith, any song from Toys in the Attic.
Okay.
Audio Adrenaline.
Okay.
DC-10. I guess that's a song about Audio Adrenaline. I don't know that one.
Okay.
Black Sabbath, Fairies Wear Boots.
Yeah, I'm not going to run to Black Sabbath.
These are
I'm sorry.
Real, these, none of these are really Faith songs.
Ooh, what was that?
You blew into the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah, these aren't really Faith songs.
They're good running. I mean, they're fast. I asked for fast songs. That's what these are.
But
they're not me.
They're not Faith songs.
No.
Okay. Carmen, Do I Do, and Riot. Charlie Daniels Band, Praying to the Wrong God, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Okay.
The Commodores, Brick House. Now there you go.
That's me.
But that's too slow. Brick
House.
That's not fast enough beat. Yeah. Okay. Got a couple here. I don't know this one. Jake Shimamoro. Shimabukuroko.
Okay, Shimabukuroko. What's the
song? It's S-H-I-M-A. Shima.
Uh-huh.
B-U-K-U. Buku. Shimabuku. And then R-O.
It must be Hawaiian, huh?
Shimabukuro.
Okay.
The song is called Spain.
Huh. All right.
Bach.
Bach?
Yeah. Takata and Fugue in D minor.
Okay.
Kiss, Detroit City Rock. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
That's not me. I don't do Kiss.
Newsboys.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Deep End.
Okay.
There you go. And any song by Petra. Not any song.
Petra's good, though. Thank you for reminding me of Petra. Kind of forgot about them. And I like Toby Mac. I can do, you know, as long as his fast stuff is, you know, I can do Toby Mac. And Family Fab. What are they called?
Force Family Five.
Yeah.
Force Five.
Yeah,
family
that sounds
five.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. Well, hold up. Wait a minute. Put a little
that's
in
good
it.
Right there, yeah.
Sweet Ballroom Blitz. You know Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, yeah.
Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, that's a good one. Blitz. Yeah, I like that one. Well, those are good ideas. See, you gotta, yeah. I need, there's things I don't think of. That's
there
good.
Go. There you go.
Yeah.
Looks like we forgot a phone call.
He's a
here.
Brick. How?
How do we forget these phone calls? I don't know.
Phone calls? From another day? You skipped some? What'd you do?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, thank you, Ken from Honolulu.
Thank you, Ken from Honolulu. Let's see what we got here. Oh, did I turn it? Yeah, it's turned up.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. This is Ken from Honolulu.
Speak of the devil.
I just wanted to say that I wasn't offended. It takes a lot to offend me.
Okay.
And I understand it's a comedy show. And I just wanted to make the point that texting while you're driving is extremely dangerous.
Yes, and you made your point very, very, very plainly. And she hasn't let me do it.
That's right.
I did read some texts on my way to the hospital, but I didn't send any because she was watching me like a hawk.
And there are consequences for taking your eyes off the road. That's all. And it's not funny consequences.
No.
When it happens.
No.
However.
No.
I did find it very, very funny when you guys talked about going to the state fair and Brad antagonizing those poor harmless birds to the point where they had to defend themselves.
I didn't do anything to those birds. I didn't do anything to those birds.
Boy, I'll tell you. Also, if any of your listeners are coming to Hawaii anytime soon, they better bring some coats and stuff because it got down to 69 degrees last
Whoa.
Night.
Brr. Ooh, I was getting chills thinking about it.
Oh, I was freezing. I'm going to have to close the windows and get out a blanket pretty soon.
Oh, funny.
All right. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
So is it
69? That's hysterical. We sleep with the windows open when it gets to be 48 at night.
So I get—is it cool enough in Hawaii that you can sleep with the windows open?
I guess.
I wonder if you have to have air conditioner there.
Or I mean, I think isn't Hawaii like pretty? What's it called when it's?
Yeah, I think it's pretty.
No, when it's like kind of like California, where you don't really need
mild.
Air. What do you call it? Moderate.
Moderate.
I think. I mean, I could be making that up. I mean, it is in the Pacific, right? So it could be kind of...
I don't know.
Could be kind of hot and humid. No, I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't really know the weather.
If it's humid. I don't know.
Hey, Brad and Faith. It's Russ from Cleveland.
Hello,
hey,
Russ.
Oh, Cleveland? Talking about burgers. I'll tell you what a good burger is. How about, if you're going to go out, how about a good White Castle? You know, little burgers.
Those aren't real burgers. Those are appetizers. You get 10 of them on a tray and pass them out at a party.
Those are burgers.
You pop them in your mouth, they practically slide right down. I can eat a bunch
That's
of
That's why
them.
They called them sliders.
Sliders, yeah. And they're also called appetizers.
But if you're going to be home, how about burger with Heinz ketchup?
No.
Preferably the funny color, kind of like the green, with cheese.
Why is he whispering? It's a little weird.
Shh, it's top secret.
Oh, it's a top secret burger recipe. Mm-hmm.
Cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz?
Yeah. Ew,
what's
you know cheese whiz
you?
Is not real, right?
It's not a cheese, it's a cheese food.
He's having fun with you.
It's disgusting. You're disgusting, sir. Go eat your ostrich burger somewhere else.
I'm picturing Faith like having shivers down her spine or something right now because it's all processed. Now, I think a really good burger is good patty. Medium with good sharp cheddar, crispy bacon, and good barbecue sauce. That to me.
Well, see, now you're talking.
Now
that's
you're
Brad's
talking.
Language.
Vamos
con Dios.
Add some jalapenos.
Bacon on anything, always better.
Yeah, add bacon and jalapenos, and you got me.
You're golden.
You got me.
Helen loves bacon too, but we don't eat pork bacon. We eat turkey bacon at our house.
Oh yeah?
I'm sorry. Did you not know that? We don't eat pork. We eat turkey bacon.
Whatever.
See, bacon's you don't even bacon. Know the difference.
It's Greg in Tacoma.
Bacon.
Have you ever had one of those days where you just like you have to have a boost? I mean, I've already had my coffee once today. I already bought my coffee. No reason. Okay. Once you buy coffee, then you're supposed to make it, you know, yourself after that.
Right.
The rest of the day.
Right, yeah, of course.
That's weekends.
It's just too expensive.
That's the normal rule. Then the weekends you're allowed to do other. But I can't. I guessed it. Basically, I need a Coffee Anonymous.
Coffee Anonymous?
I just use 15 minutes of vacation time in order to get a second coffee before I go to work. I think there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need a 15-minute vacation.
Maybe
in the
he
of your
needs
day.
To get a Venti. Did you need to get a Venti instead of a tall?
To last.
That's about it. Loving the show. Love the fact that you guys haven't missed today. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. He needs a Venti coffee.
He does need a Venti.
And then when he gets to work, he can like divide them up. and pace himself.
And if you divide it out, the Vente is a much better value.
Oh, yeah. It's still $1,000, but, you know, hey.
When you finance it, you know,
it's not that big. You can mainline it.
It's just a near space turtle.
No, come on. Put some oomph behind it. Space turtle.
See?
That's the way you need to do it.
That's pretty good for a girl.
So, he was pretty good for a girl.
About Mac, PC kind of stuff.
No. We settled that already.
And
we're not going back and forth. We just went one way. We went from PC to Mac, and we're staying. We're not going back and forth.
That's it.
So I have an idea. Second here.
Oh, no. He has an idea.
We're waiting. We're patiently waiting on Justin.
I'm walking outside to my car, and was not wanting to talk.
This has the potential of being funny.
Why does he always call us while he's walking?
He's a busy guy.
I think what gets
he walks
us
a lot.
Windows people kind of riled up is that we like the openness of building our own PC.
If you want openness, then you're a Linux person.
Yes.
If you're a follower of Bill Gates, then you're a PC person. If you like the freedom of building your own machine and building your own system, then you're definitely a Linux person.
You just don't know it.
If you like real
freedom.
Because
Bill Gates has...
If you just like free stuff, then you're an Ubuntu person. Okay? So let's just get that straight.
When I upgrade, we just rip out the old stuff, dig in there, put in the new video card or whatever. I love doing that, so please send me money so I can
help. If you're a Linux...
But if you had a Mac, it wouldn't cost you money.
Because you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that. It just works.
Whereas
you don't have to constantly update it all the time.
Macintosh, sure, maybe it works better. It doesn't crash as much. But us real geeks, where
real geek people use Linux. Sorry to break.
See, it's not a challenge enough because they don't. You know what it is? They don't have enough to do. See, they have to tap into their real geek side and actually use the computer rather than fix it all the time.
Here's the thing.
So there you go.
A true geek, which I am not, uses Linux.
Mm-hmm.
A lazy geek uses a PC.
Mm-hmm.
And a dork like me uses a Mac. That's the way it is.
Are we like to build computers and make it work? We like the Windows, and you can't do that with a Mac. You just get your Mac.
Windows lazy. Take an easy way out.
Easy way? And how's it easy? All they're doing is working on it all the time. You can't even actually use it because it doesn't work. Do you know
become part of the social commentary. Become a Linux user.
Listen,
work with other people across the globe to make it better and to make it free.
I had high amounts of stress when I used a PC. I used to yell at the computer.
Work.
It would make me very angry.
I know. So did I.
It would crash and stall and lose things. And then it would sit there and be like, what? And I'd have to reboot. Then you have to wait.
A PC person, I used all these arguments.
Don't be crazy.
I had very good reasons for using a PC. And I understand that you all have very good reasons for using your PC. I'm just telling you, I went across the line and I haven't regretted it.
And we've seen the light.
And I had all those arguments, and they don't make any sense anymore. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to convince you. You know, you do what you want. But I'm done. I tried to tell everybody. I tried to tell all my friends. It's like this. It's like, you know, you do something the hard way for a long time, and then you figure out, oh, hey, there's an easy way. And then you go back and tell all your friends that are still doing it the hard way, look, hey, there's an easy way. And they'll go, oh, leave me alone. I want to do it the hard way. Okay, that's fine. You know, do it the hard way.
You gotta figure it out yourself.
I'm not trying anymore.
You know, you can't fix it. You gotta send it in. You can't fix it yourself. Because it's all...
There's nothing to fix.
A closed system. And it's harder to just...
There's nothing to fix.
To make what you want to work for. So I think that's part of it. Because it's like, we enjoy that experience.
That's the other thing. People are always arguing about how more expensive the Mac is. That's because you don't have to fix it all the time or upgrade the parts and all that.
In 1 year, have we bought anything else?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not even a peripheral.
Nothing.
We haven't even bought like an extra little doohickey to go on.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
And last year, I spent a lot of money keeping my other thing running. And then I switched it to Ubuntu and gave it to Helen, and it hadn't given me any problems either. The new version of Ubuntu is really cool. The newest one. Oh, mm-hmm. It's really cool. I forget what it's called, but Badger or Yeti or something.
And you're kind of discounting that. Not in a bad way. I'm just kind of saying.
He's just saying.
That
just saying.
There's more to it than just, hey, this is shiny and smooth. But we
and works better and is really cool and is, like, better in all kinds of ways. Yeah, there's more to it than that. I understand.
And I like the nitty and the gritty about building computers.
I understand. I understand that you like to get down on your hands and knees and till the earth with your bare fingers. I get it. You don't want the fancy tractor with the plow. I get it. It's okay.
And whatnot.
That was a really good example.
I think that's one of the areas.
I've watched too much House.
Maybe.
They all use Macs on House, by the way.
And
it's less to do with the actual operating system or anything. It's more of what we like and enjoy about computers. And, that was just my theory.
Good theory.
Edge may have another viewpoint, but it might be about the same as that.
Probably.
So
sure.
Sounds about right.
All right, good. Bye.
I don't hold it against anybody. I want to use PC. That's fine with me.
That's right.
The squirrels. As for the squirrels in my household, we will endorse the Mac. Ken from Honolulu calling back in for a minute. Short call here.
Hi there. This is Ken from Honolulu again. Got a joke for you. The little boy walks up to his pastor after the service, and he says, "Pastor, I'm going to go get me a job, and I'm going to give you all my money for my job." Pastor says, "That's nice, but why?" The boy says, "'Cause. Right after the sermon just now, my daddy said you're the poorest preacher we ever had."
Ouch. That one hurts.
Ba-dum-bum.
My wife calls those groaner jokes.
Oh, and see, that's perfect.
I think it's funny when I hear people say that they've been married for a long time, and you ask them, how long? And they say, 5, 10 years. Here in Hawaii, and Honolulu especially, you've been married a long time when it's like 50 or 60 years. You're just getting to know each other at 30 years.
Yeah.
You're newlyweds at 10 years. So it's funny to hear people talk about that.
Maybe we've moved to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Thank you for a great show.
You're welcome.
And looking forward to more. Bye.
Nope, that's it. We're not doing any more.
Hawaii style. Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha.
Cool.
Maybe Hawaii has something special in the
water.
In the water. Keeps people married.
These guys walk around naked all the time. They stay married a long time.
Yeah. Keeps the fires burning.
I guess.
All right, so I'm almost to work. I'm clearly late. Well,
this is Greg from Tacoma.
Yes, because he had to stop and get coffee.
Stop and get this extra cup of coffee.
A venti.
I could somehow magically get to work in the next 5 minutes. I would not be late. But so I'm clearly late because I'm like 15, 20 minutes away from work. Probably 15 minutes. Anyways, bottom line, did I mention how much I like coffee? It was completely worth it. It's just one of those kind of days. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's good news.
I'm glad you're
get
enjoying.
Get a venti, and then you don't have to stop twice.
I'm glad you're enjoying your... Just
get
let him
alone.
Enjoy.
You need to go mortgage your home. Mortgage your home. No, I'm helping him enjoy.
Okay.
I'm helping him enjoy.
It's all right.
Get a second mortgage, and then he can go get it and, like, get a line put in.
A line? A
Starbucks line.
Into his skin?
Into his veins. He can, like, mainline coffee.
It's not healthy at all.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's not even good for you.
Coffee is, in moderation. Coffee's very good for you in moderation.
So did you hear about the two muffins?
What about the two muffins?
Well, there was these two muffins in an oven, right?
Yeah.
And one of them looks at the other one and says, "Man, it's hot in here."
Yeah.
And the other muffin says, "A knocking muffin!" Ah!
See, it would have been funny if you hadn't just told me that, like,
but they hadn't,
an hour
but
ago.
But I didn't just tell it to them.
And it was really funny because I was in a funny place.
I know.
It was in a funny place, and it was just funny, even though I've heard the joke 150 times.
But they hadn't heard it, so
okay.
I thought I'd tell it to
but
them.
But it's only funny when I laugh at you.
Fine.
See, now it's not funny.
So nobody thinks it's funny because you didn't laugh.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Deanna from Spokane.
Deanna laughed.
I was just calling because I was listening to Thursday's show, and I want to let you know that
Wow, that was a long time ago, because it's Thursday today.
Mm-hmm. I do care.
I'm yes, going. This is Friday show, so it's Friday.
I'm going to be getting an iPhone in February, and I have an iPod Touch right now, and I love the apps. And I wanted to call and let Faith know that there is an app that I found, and I can't remember the exact name of it, but it is for interval training. You can, I don't know exactly what all it entails, but you can set music to time and how many times or how many minutes you want to do an interval.
And, oh, cool.
And all that kind of good stuff. And
see, I think,
if I remember right, I ran across it tonight while I was at work.
She said crossed it. She said I ran across
it. Crossed it. Yeah, I love you.
That's what Faith says. Faith puts a T in a cross. I ran across it tonight. She said crossed it.
I think it's a free one. So see if you can find it.
I like free ones.
I hope it works well for you.
By the way.
And I care what you guys were talking about, the iPod, because I'm all about that too. So we will talk to you later.
Thank you for that. I'm going to check it out and let you know. Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios. Hey.
So check. We gotta get that app.
I found.
I don't know how to get apps.
I'll show you. You're only allowed to get free ones. I found the coolest app. It's by Brian Thomas Webb, and it's called Strong's Concordance for the iPhone.
Oh yeah, I want that.
And it's really cool. It's King James Version of the Bible with Strong's under it. So anytime you click on a word, it gives you the definition, the Greek word, and the definition of the Greek word, and how it's used in other places, and all that kind of stuff.
They were all ranting and raving at Bible study about it.
Yeah, so we were all using it in Bible study, and it was really good. It was really cool.
Can you beam stuff to each other like we could with our trios?
Well, I think you can on the iPhone. Lisa was telling me you can on the iPhone.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think we can on the Touch. And it's an app. You get an app, and it does it somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
Good don't know how that works, though, because it doesn't have an IR on it, so I don't know. Or infrared. Don't know exactly how that works. Like for the trio, you can just beam it infrared.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, squirrels, it's Russ from Cleveland. I have a little question.
Cleveland rocks! Cleveland! Oh, sorry.
You had a question.
I just listened to the last Redshift podcast. I don't know if you've caught up to it, but they had some interesting things to say about Max.
They weren't interesting.
They were just wrong.
It's wrong.
How you can't build them. You don't have enough control over them, and more importantly, I thought you guys would think that it's just an an inferior form of operating system, too simple.
Right.
I hadn't heard anything from you guys on that. I was a little bit surprised, being Mac.
We have done that.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
I was just a little behind in listening to shows. That's all.
Mac people and all kind of Mac lovers, and I was just. I wondered if you were going to take that from them.
I've already responded, I think.
Files can be also.
But specific,
he's stirring the pot.
But specifically, the Mac operating system is not inferior in any way. It is superior in its simplicity. In other words, it is better because it is simpler.
Mm-hmm.
If you had something that you have to tweak to make it work right, then it's not
how
working
is that good?
Right. This
how
is like
good?
This is like saying that a modern car is not as good as an old car because there's no See, that was a really good argument. This is like, let me start over. This is like saying a modern car is not as good as an old car because it doesn't have a choke control. Okay? We've left those old carburetors way a long time ago. Now we have fuel injection. We don't need choke. We don't have to choke it. It doesn't have to, So I'm just saying you don't have to tweak. If you have to tweak the dang thing to make it work right, then it's inferior, not the Mac.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to spend all day time to tweak my machine to make it work for this program and then tweak it to make it work for that program.
I just want it to work.
And besides that, by the way, the Linux that the Mac is built on is way more powerful of a program than the BASIC, basically, that Windows is written in because it allows you to set up basically, these little virtual environments that the programs run in. That's why they don't crash. They don't have to share stuff. I mean, they share resources, but they share them in a different way.
They're sucking you in.
They are sucking me in. Thanks for telling me that. I'm going to move on. Moving on.
Okay, moving along.
Hey, squirrels. It's Russ from Cleveland. Brad, I need to talk to you a minute.
So you've already called in.
Yeah.
So I don't like your tone of voice, and you've already called in, so you're done.
sort of in private here.
Oh, in private.
I just listened to your last show where you were talking about, you know, shout-outs for your friends and how, you know, you blew a kiss at one guy. And
he was a kid. He was 3 years old.
There was another one, Zach, where you were kind of like, hey, how you doing, you know? And I'm just kind of wondering what's up with that, you know? It sounded a little, you know, Metro. I don't know.
They were little kids.
Okay. This is all I have to say about that, okay? Everett's like 3.
Yeah, Everett's 3.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, not Metro, just cool
cute
kid stuff, yeah. All right, we got another call here from Russ, but he's on probation, so we're going to skip him and move on.
Hey there, this is Ken from Honolulu.
Oh, good grief.
This last weekend, I had to go to Los Angeles for my uncle's funeral. Before you say anything bad, it wasn't a bad thing. He was sick.
Bad.
For a while. Now he's not. And he was a born-again Christian.
That's true. Now he's not.
Now he's not sick.
Now he's whole.
He's healed.
And so he's talking to Jesus in a way that those who are alive can never hope to.
Mm-hmm.
But driving on the freeway down there is sort of like driving NASCAR. I mean, good gosh. I was doing 75 in the slow lane, and people are still flashing their lights and honking because I was going too slow. And if you're on surface streets, as soon as that light turns green, you had better have your foot to the floor, or else you're going to get honked at and almost rear-ended by these people. Oh, and then all they do is they zip up to the next red light and stomp on the brake. You know, you can save a whole lot of gas by driving better. Here in Honolulu, or Hawaii, here in Oahu, there's 2 sections of freeway totaling about 10 miles where you can legally do 60 miles an hour. And that was a big controversy. Like I said before, Hawaii is the only place I know you can do 45 in the fast lane and nobody honks at you.
I couldn't take that. I couldn't stand that. Texas got big, long roads. And if you're doing 80, you're not driving right. You'll never get there. I'm staring at the beach.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got to do a little more tweaking, but at least I know it works a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's this one.
It's you.
Yeah.
First of all.
Uh-oh. Talk to Lewis.
Uh-oh, he started with first of all.
I tell everyone that I'm out of ICU and into the regular hospital.
Oh, good.
Yay.
And thank you all for the prayers and concern.
You're welcome, Uncle
Second
Lewis.
Of all.
The Emperor of Kansas.
Since when, by definition, can anything round be a bar?
It's true.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup cannot, by definition, be a candy bar. It's
Well, thank you. See, he's agreeing with me.
Uh-huh,
he's
uh-huh.
not complaining here. He's actually agreeing with me.
He's reinforcing.
For you weird liberal freaks that think you could just do anything and get away with it. You got to go. I mean, I'm a conservative, and that means a bar must be a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't put a square peg in a round hole. And dogs and cats shouldn't live together. And that's just the way I believe, and that's just the right thing to do, and that's the way God wanted it.
It's round. Okay. Now, the reason I called, Chris Martens sounds like a man who keeps a clean house and is a gourmet cook. On the other hand,
sounds like Chris Martens sent Uncle Lewis his drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Brad and Travis over with Van Nuys. Now, if they were bachelors and shared an apartment, that would be the kind of place I would want to live.
No kidding. Something's going to get shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that's all I can think of, except I poop candy and you can eat it.
That doesn't sound as funny. That, for some reason, that Uncle Lewis saying it just not as cute as when Jen said it.
It's kind of gross.
See, Jen was the Easter Bunny. Uncle Lewis is just some weirdo guy pooping candy. Sorry, Uncle Lewis. I'm glad. I'm very glad that you're feeling better and that you are able at least to cut a couple of jokes. All right, Russ.
Candy, whichever.
No, that's 30 minutes. We'll just Russ sit it out. His phone call can wait till another time.
He's got to be in probation for a few more days.
Yeah. So, all right. Because plus, we've got lots of calls from other people. So you're not alone. There's lots. You'll sit on the bench with these other 10 calls, these other 5 calls. And I'm sure a lot of them have to do with Briley and congratulating me for being an uncle. And So I can't wait.
It's because it's all about you, right?
Can't wait to hear those.
Right. You being an uncle. That's very important. You were already an uncle like 15 times.
Yeah, but those were, but I wasn't around for them to. I wasn't around for their births.
Oh,
I'm like a step uncle to them.
You are not. You are their uncle.
I know.
I'm you married uncle. Into 15 right. nieces and nephews, though.
So like an uncle-in-law.
You are not.
It's just not the same when you've known somebody all your life and they've been your uncle all your life. That's mm-hmm. a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Now Anna, I'm sort of her uncle altogether
because she was little.
But now I have to say this for most of your sister's kids, mm-hmm. especially Joan's kids mm-hmm. and Ed's kids, they've and Marissa too. They've all been just very. They've from almost I don't know, just almost from the get go. They've been very accepting of me. But especially now, I mean, you'd never know I wasn't
their uncle.
Their uncle forever. I mean, they just treat mm-hmm. me like. Old yep. Uncle Brad, you know, mm-hmm. he's a loon. So, the crazy Uncle Brad from Texas. You know, I'm the crazy uncle. I'm the crazy uncle.
Yeah, you.
I can't believe that. I've always heard about people having, oh, my crazy uncle. I'm the crazy uncle.
Are you proud of that?
No, I don't know, maybe a little. I'll leave it this way. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. Hope that you have a wonderful weekend. We are going to go back to Dallas to see Briley, and we're going to try somewhere in there to squeeze in a little birthday party for our Faithly.
I'm not Faithly to you.
Sorry, I don't know why you're Faithly to me today.
You are not Faithly.
Okay, I'm not Faithly to you.
No. Only my dad does that.
Okay, my sexy hot babe Faith. How's
Thank
that?
You. That's better.
So we're going to squeeze in a party for not squeezing. I mean, we're gonna have a full-on cake-eating feast for my wife and her birthday. And so that's going to be awesome.
Which is really unnecessary since Briley was born.
Why?
But I'll take it.
Because that was the best present you could ever get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Briley.
Mm-hmm. But, I would watch that baby.
But you know, Briley.
If I lived closer.
Briley with ice cream cake is better than just Briley.
Yeah.
So we're going to have ice cream cake.
Always ice cream cake. That's my kind. I'm not the biggest cake fan in the world, but ice cream cake, yes.
But Dad will fix a chocolate cake for
he
the rest
will,
of us.
He will, because I'll be the only one who'll really enjoy the ice cream cake other than Helen. Because
he loves chocolate cake. All right. Guess that's it.
That's it.
Bye, Scondios, my friends. Everybody.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.